Imagine never hearing these beautiful bird calls ever again. It was the words of writer Jonathan Franzen, a literary voice of his generation, that told American readers the story of how each year 30 million songbirds are illegally trapped and killed by ruthless poachers. In a widely read essay in The New Yorker called Emptying the Skies that has become a film out in limited release next week, Franzen explains how he rediscovered that the morality of human society is always revealed in the way we treat our animal companions on this planet.
When I started touring some of my books in Europe, I got to know a couple of German bird watchers and ended up spending a week in Spain with a couple of them. And they said, "Do you realize how many birds are killed in the Mediterranean every year?" And I had no idea. And I was trying to finish my novel Freedom, and I promised them that when I was finished, I would look into it. And what I found was the scale was so large and the subject was so horrifying that the New Yorker said, "Yeah, write about it." So nobody over in America has ever heard of such a thing.
And you work with, in your New Yorker piece, the Committee Against Bird Slaughter. I mean, there's no...
Yeah, I know.
Not a lot of finesse there. It's just pretty much that's it.
No, and when I first saw their website, it was all these ghastly pictures, you know, just a table with 500 skinned birds and birds mangled in traps. And it was, you know, it was like Maximum, the kind of thing you'd see on a poster, you know, somebody protesting in front of the Supreme Court. So I was turned off immediately by them because I thought, oh, these guys are nuts. They're just nuts. And I, you know, for the New Yorker piece, I talked to a lot of people. I spent a lot of time with poachers in Italy and a lot of more conventional bird protectors. So I really only ended up spending 2 days with these CABS people in Cyprus. But it was a very intense 2 days because we were the victims of a violent assault by some poachers in Cyprus. And there were five of us. I was the only one who was not injured in the assault because I ran. being only a journalist, I thought, I don't need to get beat up for this. And I found them to be the most excellent fellows. And most of them are Italian, and they're fools for animals. They just love animals.
Well, we have the, you know, corpus delicti. I mean, we have the bodies. We have the pictures, the evidence of the slaughter. I guess the motive is the thing that is so baffling here. Is this the prince who wants to have a nightingale singing in his bedroom in some cage somewhere? I mean, I can't imagine these are tasty morsels.
Well, you know, in parts, both in Italy and in Cyprus, they're considered delicacies. There's a huge black market. It has to be a black market in Italy because a lot of it is illegal. And it's a black market in Cyprus as well. And because it's such a delicacy, it's sort of the equivalent of oysters for them or something. You go out and get a plate of a dozen little warblers.
Oh, my God.
And the demand is so great that it's become kind of industrial scale in a place like Cyprus. Then they can take 2,000 or 3,000 birds in one night.
Did you see a bird stuck in the glue on
one
of
the... I saw hundreds. Saw them in traps, you know, saw them dead on the beach. It's not hard to find if you go to the Mediterranean in the spring or fall, particularly the eastern Mediterranean. But it's really, it stretches from the coast of Spain all the way around to the Balkans. Egypt is terrible. And Italy is just this killing field. Much of it illegal, but kind of, you know how Italy works. People sort of wink at the law. So you have to have these young, mostly young men, some of them middle-aged men, and they go out there and they put their lives on the line. They actually go and confront, and they are seeking publicity. They're trying to publicize the problem, but they have the law on their side. Yeah, it seemed like a great story, and I think it turned into a really great film because, yes, it's the usual story of echo woe, you know, collapsing bird populations, terrible things happening to beautiful animals. But it's also this really great character study of just what kind of person decides to spend, you know, a couple months a year putting himself in danger. And, you know, you have an investment banker who most of the year he's sitting in an office. And then in the spring and the fall, he goes out there and tramps through fields and has people throw rocks at him, you know, is in danger of having his car blown up. It's great stuff.
Finally, and this is a sort of a, you know, with all due respect, but what would you say to the person who is incredibly cynical, and that does not include me in this particular case, although I could be cast in this role. Oh, great. You know, Nick Kristoff is doing human trafficking and Jonathan Franzen is doing warblers. You know, what's the universality in what you're doing versus what is being done in the cause of brutality everywhere in the world?
Well, you know, it's I didn't choose birds. They chose me. They're a universal phenomenon. They're all around us. And if you go back to, say, Rachel Carson with Silent Spring in the early 60s, she was asking a question, do we really want a world that doesn't have birds? Do you want to wake up in the morning and not hear birdsong? It's not, no, of course, you could say, everyone thinks that their cause is the most important one, but you need a diversity of concern. And because of my particular love for birds, I was called to this one. And I'm one of those people who think the world would be a much poorer place if the birds disappear from it. And that really is what's happening in Europe. And the scale of the hunting and trapping is so large that it's making a really, really measurable, significant impact in bird populations there. So better to have a world without human trafficking than a world without birds, probably, but nice to have a world with birds and without human trafficking.
Jonathan Franzen, thanks so much.
Thank you too, John.
Jonathan Franzen is the author of The Corrections and Freedom. His new film, Emptying the Skies, is based on his essay of the same name for The New Yorker. It's in limited release next week.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.